Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Ten Arche. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The DH, Tony Muser. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Hank Allen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North takes first base on ball four. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Campaneris scores. North moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. North scores. Jackson scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Steve Keeley now pitching. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North who is chasing the ball. Kelly reaches third base with a triple. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. North bunts towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Herman and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Tenarche reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Muser reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Muser moves to third. One out. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball towards center. North catches it and throws to home to double up Muser. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fosse moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fosse tags and scores. One out. It's 8-1, Athletics. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. North takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Denny O'Toole now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green scores. North moves to third. It's 9-1, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Toole fields it and throws to first for the out. North scores. Bando moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-1, Athletics. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Horta reaches second base with a double. Kelly goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2 Athletics. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fossey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Fossey reaches second base with a double. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Green hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Reichardt now playing left field. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-0 in the game. with two walks. North strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Bando goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Athletics. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. It's 12-2, Athletics. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney now playing third base. Angel Manghuel now playing right field. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field. Manghuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Allen reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Hosley pinch hits for Ray Fosse. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a line drive towards short. Leon catches it and throws to first to double up Rudy. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp. Green reaches second base with a double. Dal Maxville pinch hits for Bert Campaneris. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing shortstop. Tim Hosley now catching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Manghul. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Muser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reichardt scores. It's 12-3, Athletics. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hosley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing third base. Hank Allen now playing first base. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. North hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats North for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a pop-up towards third. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp hits a pop-up towards third. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a line drive into right field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Hosley moves to second. It's 13-3, Athletics. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got two RBIs. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. North hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-3, Athletics. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 1 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Toole fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Muser strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 3 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into right field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunter covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.